You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Just as Pastor Alfred shared last week about the topic on the husbands, how many of you husbands appreciate Pastor Alfred? Lift up your hands. You were here last Sunday. Oh, you do appreciate. Great. Wow naman. Encourage naman ako. Okay. Well, Pastor Alfred preached a powerful message wherein we exhort you, husbands, to love your wives, right? The way Jesus would love his church. And just to give you a summary of it all, well, husband is not a dictator, but a loving spouse. He commanded us, Jesus commanded us, that we need to love our wives just as he loved his church. Where he loved his church unconditionally. He loved his church sacrificially. And because of that, he led to be a kind of leader which we call a selfless leader. And I just pray that we husbands would be that kind of leader, that we will not think of our own benefit first, but the benefit of our families, the benefit of our wives. And not only that, God has assigned leadership for men, but God has commanded us to be an example of how to be a leader in our house by being an example of leading our children towards Christ. You know, it's our responsibility, men, leader of the house, the husbands, the fathers, to be the one to lead our children to Christ, to be the one to start leading devotionals in our own families, where I believe that many of us in our own families, somehow we experience that it's the mom who basically would lead us and push us to go to church and be like this and be like that. But I just want you to understand that it's different when the fathers are the ones who make such difference by leading his own spouse and being a mentor in the family. And I just want to say that in our times today, it seems obvious that not only in these times, but right from the very beginning, marriages and families are really under attack. There is a spiritual enemy that who doesn't want you to experience success in marriage. There is an enemy out there who wants to put a stop, not just to put a stop, but literally to destroy and break marriages. And that's the reason why sin entered into the world, because of Eve. Am I right, men? Is it because of Eve? Some people say it's because of Eve, but in my opinion, all right? In my opinion, it's not because of Eve. Because Adam did not protect his own wife. Because Adam relinquished his role as a leader. And that's why sin came into the picture. Instead of him dealing with a serpent and telling his wife, "Honey, this is my own turf. Can you stay aside and let me deal with this serpent?" But he did not do his own role. And that's why sin came into the picture. And that's a picture of what's happening around us. There's an enemy trying to break families, our own families. Even in the United States, we could attest that President Obama, all right, made that decision that it's okay, it's fine for gays, all right, for man and man to be married of the same sex. And I just want to say for the record, all right, that we are not against gays. We're not. To be honest with you, my heart bleeds whenever I see people, all right, make fun of gays. My heart bleeds whenever I see people curse about people who are gays. My heart bleeds when people started to make fun and try to joke around and trying to say words that demeans the gay people. And I want to say this, we are not against the gays, all right? But we believe that God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Hello? Seriously? We believe that God created two sexes. There's no three sexes. People are saying, but it's our right. All right? Okay. If it's your right, then can you tell me and show to me a gay which you consider the, let's say, show me an insect was a gay. Show me a dog was a gay. Show me a cat was a gay. Then probably we could agree with you, but God created only two. It's male and female. Can say amen. But we are not, all right, against them. We love them just as those murderers who committed sin and come against God. It's the heart of God for us to reach out to them. Can you say amen to that? God has set a divine order. In fact, the decline and the fall of Roman Empire. A historian by the name of Gibson wrote it down. The very cause of its downfall is because of the breakdown of the family. But God has put again a divine order, giving us the understanding that God called the man for him to lead the family. There was an authority given to Adam. And that's why when Jesus came into the picture, he restored that authority. He restored that calling of leadership. That's why every man is called to lead his own household and not just the wife. Can you say amen? Having said that, it's so important for us to understand where are we taking this? What is our basis? Why we need to talk about the roles? Last week about the husbands and today about the wives. Well, we got it simply of the relationship of the Trinity. The gods in three person. All right? Wherein the Father is the one who chose us. Whether you like it or not, it's the Father who chose us. But it's the Son who redeemed us, who gave himself to us in order for us to have an access to the Father. And not only the Son who redeemed us, but it's the Holy Spirit who sealed that sonship in our own lives. As you can see, there are three different kinds, three person in a God. All right? But yet, they have different roles, but that doesn't diminish one from other as far as relationship is concerned. They are co-equal, not just co-equal, but co-existent, and they are co-eternal. So we believe in the doctrine of the Trinity. I just want you to understand. I don't think we will not be able to understand what family is all about unless we got it from the very root why there's family is because of the Holy Trinity. Are you here with me? Again, let's look at what the Bible says regarding wives. So if you're a wife right now, is it okay if I could talk to you for a minute? Or all the wives here, would you lift up your hands, please? All right? Wanted to be wives? Lift up your hands. Wanted to be wives? Only a few people. You know, you don't have the faith. Why is that? I can believe here in my 5 p.m. service. Again, wanted to be wife someday. All right? Okay. Not ready to be a wife? All right, forget it. All right. I expect students to lift up their hands. All right? So this is for the wives. All right? And husbands, I hope you would agree. All right, and I hope after this message you would treat your wife, okay, with greater intimacy, with your love, all right, greater aspect of patience. Amen. So let's talk about the wives. Based on what we read, here's the biblical picture of a wife. A wife should be what? Number one, a wife should be submissive, meaning she honors her husband. Everybody say submissive. Colossians chapter 3 verse 18 says, wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. If there's anything that God wants us to treat as a role, responsibility towards our husband, wife, is this. You got to be submissive. And when you do that, the Bible says, it is fitting to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 verse 18 says, wives, understand and support your husbands by submitting to them in ways that honor the master. In other words, if you submit, all right, if you support and understand their role in you submitting to your husband, the Bible says, you give honor to God. That's what the scripture says. By the way, I don't preach this simply because I want my wife to hear this message, all right? So this is not for my wife, all right? Honey, you understand that, all right? So no questions later after the service, all right? So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord." In verse 24, it says there, "Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything." Can all the husbands say amen? Amen. Okay, parang may sigaw ah. Amen. All right. Ba't kaya ibang husbands walang response? Tingnan natin. Bago po natin pag-usapan yung submission, magandang topic to eh. Pag-usapan po natin, bakit kaya hindi nagsasubmit si misis? Alright, let's talk about the other side of the coin. Why would a woman would have difficulty submitting herself to the husband? Why do you think so? Well, here's probably why. Number one, if the wife has more money. If the wife has more money, may nagre-react na, all right? Thank you. If the wife has more money, the golden rule is whoever has the money rules. Whoever has the money has the power. And of course, probably, all right, there are probably situations where the woman is the breadwinner, or probably you married a person who is really rich, a businesswoman, and it's just natural for her to have money, and that's who she is. And so since she has the money, all right, obviously, most of the part is the wives is the one who calls the shots. Darling, that's my money. Before you marry me, remember, I'm already a businesswoman. Hello? There are cases like that. Hindi po natin nilalahat. All right? Secondly, if the wife is more educated, who came from a prominent school, or the boss in her workplace, or maybe she's the boss in the office. Since she's the boss, hello? All right? She has subordinates, employees, and sometimes when the pressure hits, she brings her role as a boss inside the house where she thought she's still the boss in the house. But there's a boss, a leader in the house, which is the husband. And because she's the boss in her office, sometimes nadadala po niya yung pagka-boss niya sa bahay. And she started to pinpoint things. She started to do this as if she's the person in charge. Some reason why wives have a hard time submitting is simply because if the wife has an aggressive personality, okay, not aggressive. The wife has strong personality. No. The wife has super strong personality. All right? Eh, bakit ba? I'm the woman. You're the man. Who has the most letters in the word woman compared to man? May nagre-react naman. Wala, cool. Relax, relax. Okay, relax. Relax na. Relax, relax. There are people who really have such strong personality. And sometimes the woman has a strong personality, but the other one, the partner, isn't that really strong. And she would ask his woman, "Honey, what's your decision on this? Saan mo gusto yung date natin? Gusto ko sa ganito." Why would you ask your partner when you're the leader and you're supposed to plan about it? Hello? Before, nung nililigawan mo siya, ikaw yung nagpe-prepare, saan kayo pupunta, saan mo dadali, and ngayon, mag-asawa na kayo, you're asking her that question? Hello? You're relinquishing leadership. You're relinquishing authority. Unless, honey, I've run out of choices. But this time, let me allow you to choose. Gusto ko sa Boracay. Let me do it. Oh, let me. All right. You get a picture? Sometimes because of strong personality, wives have difficulty submitting because they've inherited a matriarchal culture in our family, where our nation is a matriarchal society, especially when the husbands would leave, go abroad for work. So who's in charge in the house? It's the mom. And so the mom started to tell the kids, this is what I want, this is what should happen. And not only that, but even in our experience, that probably dad nga was there abroad and mom started to call the shots, and somehow there's no other choice than for mom to make decisions. And somehow we inherit that. Okay, matriarchal society is when the woman started to have leadership over men, that we allow that to happen. Are you here with me? Those probably are the reasons why. Let me share to you what submission is. I think it's so important for us to unveil and unpack the word submission. The word submit simply means place under or stand under. It's actually a military fashion under a command of a leader. Whether you're a soldier of any form, probably in Navy, you're a sailor, there's a commander. When the commander says something that we need to form together, you don't have any choice but for us, for them, the soldiers, would really obey and follow and submit to the command. It means place under or stand under. In other words, every wife, there is a covering. If you're a wife, definitely you have a husband, and you are under the covering. You are placed under the leadership of your husband. And as other people would say, the husband is the head. Am I right? Is he the head? But sometimes people would say the wife is the neck who controls the head. All right. That is not submissionist. All right. I just want to make clear that you understand that. But nevertheless, it's so important for us to understand, woman, that we are co-equal with our husbands. When God created us, okay, your husband, your wife, in the eyes of God, we are co-equal in nature, all right? We are co-equal in everything, the word, the value, the essence of it. We are co-equal. And because of that, now we need to understand, when we are married, we are under the covering of the leadership of our husband. Are you here with me? Now, talking about submission. Submission is not absolute. All right? Meaning a wife is called to submit when it is fitting to the Lord, moral, ethical, spiritual. God has the highest standard of authority. It is your choice to submit. And here's the question. If your husband will say, honey, this is so important, this is a matter of life and death of our business, but we have to bribe, would you do it? Honey, I know you're under oath, but you have to tell this in front of the court. Would you do this? It is absolute, and our absolute has something to do with our God. If we submit our lives to God, and we know that we need to submit to our husbands, wives. Now, I'm going to say this up front. Wives should only submit to the husbands. Not all women needs to submit to somebody. Hello? If you're a wife, then you are expected to submit to your husband. But single women, you are still free to choose to whom you will submit to. Now, I'm talking to you single ladies. In other words, if you're single here, and there's a person that courts you, and you like the person, you love the person, you fell in love with that person because he wooed you with cars and chocolates and all this magarbo, and you said yes, fine, great. Now here's the point. You want to marry that person? Ask the question. Would you be willing to submit to that man's authority? Because love and submission is totally different. Would you be willing, single ladies, there's a man with you right now. Would you be willing to submit? If not, well, you're not married for, you're not ready for marriage. If you're going to marry that person, I tell you something, it's going to be a disaster. Submission is done out of respect. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. The wife must respect her husband. How do you respect your husband? Through submission. Well, wives, you do not dishonor your husband in front of other people. There are many wives, friends of mine, would show such disrespect that the only way for her to really show her feelings is to really avenge to his husband by with friends wherein just a simple facial reaction of disappointment. I'm telling you, that is disrespect. That is dishonoring. Not only that, by telling such jokes that will embarrass your husband, it's dishonoring. It's disrespecting. What else? Wives, don't gossip about him with your friends. Especially when the lady started to meet, all right, and you have that bull session. And you started to share these issues with your husband. Alam mo, ganyan, ganyan. Guess what? It's dishonoring. If the person is not there to help you stand with your certain issues, I'm telling you, if the person is not the right person to help you with certain issues that you have with your husband, well, I'm telling you, it is dishonoring. But if you're there, all right, to come to talk to a person and say, would you just pray for me in this area? I don't have to go to the details. But we're having a hard time. We have issues right now. Would you pray with us? Would you pray for me as a wife? But for you to say, hey, look, my husband is like this. Don't you dare do that. It is dishonoring. Can you say amen? Do not be a nagger. Yung tipong sinabi na ng umaga, sasabihin na naman during lunch. Tapos pag ganun sa preaching, ginaganon yung ato. Ayun, sinasabi ng pastor niya. Hanggang sa nanood din ng Avengers, lahat may connection doon sa sinasabi niya. Hello. You know what the Bible says? Proverbs 21 verse 19 says, better to live in a desert. Ang di ba ang init ngayon? Alam mo sabi sa Bible, pwede tayong mamuhay sa Dubai, sa desert. Okay lang. If, alright, than a quarrelsome and ill-tempered nagging wife. That's what the Bible says. It's okay. Desert will be a cool place. But with a wife that's full of air condition and keeps telling you, nagging you, oh boy. How many of you know, husband, it's irritating. Proverbs 27 verse 15 says, a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Ayan, I'm sure. Almost probably all of us here, almost. Not probably all, but almost. Us here would experience when rainy season comes, all right, something happens in the roof. There's a dripping of water. Hello? It's not just dripping, it's flowing water. Okay, which is difficult. How many of you know? It's hard. 2 nights ago, okay, we just had our great vacation. When we arrived, all right, in our house, in our master's bedroom, okay, we turned on the aircon, and all of a sudden, there was a constant dripping water coming out, first time. And what we did was we get the basahan, all right, timba, ano pa nilagay natin, buong lababo. And then we laid down and says, no way, this is not gonna work. Said, honey, let's turn that off. And let's go to the kids' room, all right? We're gonna go and sleep at the kids' room. It's annoying. Wives, a nagging wife, not just annoying, it's irritating. It's gonna cause your husband to be insane. Hello? Imagine, drip, 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 drip. Wala ka tapusayan na naman! Pera naman, drip, drip. How many of you can relate? Having said that, okay, submission is active, not passive. It should be given, not demanded. Two thoughts. Number one, I hope, wives, you won't let your husband say that word, submit. On the other hand, husbands, I'm talking to myself, I hope it's a no-no for us to demand towards our wife to tell them, submit. Why? Because submission is a willful attitude. It's an attitude that comes from the heart. If you understand your role very well, and you would know that your marriage, the very whole point of marriage, is to bring glory and honor so that God would be pleased. Guess what? No matter what, I'm going to submit. I'm going to please God with this. I remember we have someone from one of our leaders here in our church not attending this 5 p.m. service. Talked to my wife. She's a husband of one of our leaders. And here's what she said. Rizal, you know, me and my husband, we're going to make a decision. And, you know, it's he wanted this, but I wanted this. So we have choices to make. And, you know, I hope my husband would make this decision. And so after a few days, her husband made the decision. It was totally different from hers, of her choice. So in other words, he made the decision and not in accordance with the wife's agreement. And the wife says, my husband made the decision. Sayang. Ayoko pa naman gano, pero nag-decide siya. But you know what? I'm going to stand with my husband. He's my leader. He's in authority. I may not be in agreement with this decision, but since he is my husband, I'll go with him. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know that's what submission is about? There's a joke wherein the wife always shouts to the husband. All right? And she's been shouting and she said, honey, it's time to cook. And the husband got mad. Kailangan bumawi ko, sisigawan ko rin. Honey, it's time to cook. And the husband goes, hindi mo maalam? I'm still washing our clothes. For the record, husbands, Have you ever heard about the saying, alam mo, pare, si Commander? Have you ever heard about men saying, well, you know, pare, kailangan, si Commander, kailangan masunod si Commander. Have you ever heard the word? For the record, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It could be a joke, but listen to this. You know who's the commander in the house? I am. My wife knows. I am the lead. She is not a commander. And men, this is for the wives, but you don't say she is the commander, you are the commander. Hello? Is that clear? You don't make such jokes and say, "Uy, nalate ako dahil si commander." Why don't you just say the truth? Well, I'm late because, yeah, we had some, but don't you ever give that kind of joke, whatever you call that, and say, si commander, no, you are the commander. You know, it annoys me. People doesn't know and understood the call of God for leadership in man. So for all of you men, who's the commander of the house? then we have a problem here. Can you give me another 50 minutes? Or I'm serious. I'm serious. It's not a woman. It's a man. And you don't want your kids to be led by a woman, especially if they are your sons. Can you say amen? Now, submission. It's so important. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 says, wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. You know, do you realize that the world is looking for life? The real marriage, the real family. People are looking for answers. And guess what? You don't have to tell the world, hey, look, this is what the word of God says. No, if you treat your wives as us being the leader, yet we're gentle. Yeah, we are the leader of our spouses. We show selfless leadership. Hello? And we let our wives submit to us. Guess what? The word of God says, people will believe in what we say. You don't have to preach to them. You don't have to show the word. They will say, pare, iba klase to. Iba klase pamilya nito. Pare, saan nag-a-attend to? Ano klaseng Diyos meron to? Ito pala dapat. Do you want to see that happens? It's going to happen. It's going to come where people will see the big difference. Why? Because we let our wives submit to us. Now, I want to say this for the record as well. You know, you wives should not be a yes person. Let me say that again. You wives should not be a person who's always say yes because on the context of submission, I have to say yes. No. You're not supposed to say yes. You're not a yes woman. That's why you are the wife. Hello? You gotta speak what your thoughts, your mind, your desires. You gotta speak up. You know, my wife, I let my wife speak up. I know, for the record, she's here. If she says something that she sees that I don't see, guess what? I know, Lord, you're speaking to me directly towards my wife. And we let our wives speak what's in their hearts. Not because we are not in agreement, we could brand our wives as unsubmissive. No, it's not. There will be moments when you don't look eyeball to eyeball. And for the record, guys, listen, it's all right. It's okay that sometimes husband and wives don't look eyeball to eyeball. There might be issues. And that's the time you call somebody else. That's the time you call, not help, someone who could able to help you make the right decisions. I remember me and my wife didn't look, see eyeball to eyeball in a certain thing. You know what we did? We called somebody. We called Pastor Manny Carlos and his wife. We sat down and say, Pastor Manny, we have an issue. Me and Rizal have this. Here's my point of view. Her point of view is this. Can you help us sort through? Okay, sure. And he started to ask questions. He didn't say, Mark, maligay. He didn't say, Rizal, maligay. No, he started to ask questions. Why would you think this way? Why would you think this way? So why would this be an issue we're in? And then, wisdom started to come in. Oh, yeah, sure. And guess what? With that certain issue, you know what I did? I realized I was wrong. And I told my wife, honey, I'm sorry. I thought I was right, thinking that this issue pertains to me. So I misjudged you. I misjudged the whole thing. And when I told my wife, I'm sorry, you know what she said? I'm sorry too. How many of you, that's very comforting. My honey says, it's my fault too. It's okay that there be some issues that you don't see eyeball to eyeball. It just shows that both of you have different personalities. But God has a way of dealing with things in our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. Submission is a sign of spiritual maturity. Especially on the part of a woman. All right? There was a man, well, the husband wants to honor his own wife, and he said, you know, I want to honor my wife, he said to his friends, but, you know, just imagine my wife would not ask money from me anymore. Imagine, how would I honor my wife when she would not ask money from me anymore? And the other person says, why is that? Because she goes straight to my wallet and get the money without letting me know. So anyway, the whole point of the matter is, guys, it's a challenge. But submission is an attitude. Can you say amen? Amen? Secondly, supportive means she helps her husband. The Lord God said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it's not good for a man to be alone. But I will make a helper suitable for him. You know what? Many women react on this. Oh, wait a minute. Helper? Ano ko katulong? So, isabi ng Bible eh. Pero that's what basically doesn't mean. It's not a helper the way we think of, okay? And it means that because you are the helpmate doesn't mean that you have a lesser value. Get a picture? Now, the word helper actually refers to God Himself as the helper of His people. In Psalm 118, verse 7, the Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. The way we view this is just like God helping us. And so in other words, God gave you someone to complement you, to support you, to stand with you. No matter what the odds is, your wife will be there for you for better and for worse because she is a helpmate. In fact, the word there is not just help me, but help meet. Everybody say help meet. Help meet is what do you mean by help meet? Is the one is to give assistance, support, precisely made to fit on a particular situation, need, or circumstance. A helpmeet is an aid, a backer, an advocate, and a champion of her husband. You know, do you realize that the Bible is giving us the Holy Spirit? The Bible says in the book of John that the Holy Spirit is a counselor, and He will tell us what's the truth. Now, the Holy Spirit, one word about the Holy Spirit is that He is a helper. And when you say a helper is someone who goes along with someone. And that's a picture of what the wife is to us. The helpmeet is one who could help fulfill the calling in our own lives. As the Bible says, two are better than one. What I appreciate about my wife is during our early months of marriage, I asked her a question. And I was the associate pastor of our U-Belt church in Moraita. And I asked my wife, sabi ko, honey, paano kung padala tayo ni Lord? Padala tayo ni Lord sa Middle East. Padala tayo ni Lord sa Afghanistan. Mainit doon. Padala tayo ni Lord sa Muslim nation. O padala tayo ni Lord sa malamig, sa Russia. Pag pinatadla tayo ni Lord somewhere out there in the world, what would you do? What do you think about that? You know what my wife said? My wife said, honey, wherever you go, I'll go. And because of that, all the more I said, Lord, this is the person that you prepared for me. Because anytime the Lord will tell us, if the Lord will tell us to leave Metro East, goodbye to you, but we need your support. And that's why our theme song is the one that the calling. Remember the calling, young people? Come lately, been wandering. Wag na. Baka mamaya. Okay, hindi alam ng mga older generation eh. So, sorry po. Okay. A husband said, after 30 years of marriage, all right, I still have to work because my wife has become more pious. More pious, wow. pious. Pious ng buhok, pious ng mukha, pious. No, sorry about that. Proverbs 31:30 says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Number three is spiritual. It's not just being submissive, supportive, but being spiritual. There's an inner beauty in every woman. And that beauty is God-given. And that beauty, the Bible says, is unfading beauty of a quiet spirit that only God could grant. And to all of you wives, listen to this. I hope your priority is not us husbands. Our desire is for our wives to grow and mature, to be like Christ as well. And my prayer is that our wives will be like Jesus as we lead them. Husbands, am I right? Let our wives' priority be Jesus, period, and not the husband's, period. Are you here with me? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, out of reverence for Christ. The bottom line is we're all here simply because of Christ. Yeah, we value family. Family is important. It is the validation of our ministry. I don't think I have the right to preach here. I don't think I have the credibility, the integrity to preach if I'll not take care of my wife and if my wife will not submit to me. I don't think I'll be able to have that right to counsel, to preach God's word apart from my family. And so family is so important, not just in a minister's life, but even in our life and our lives to come. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 says, for this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their husbands. One of the reasons why our marriages could be beautiful, because the wives know she is a partner who submits, a partner who prays for her husband. And, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord has given me a wife. Just almost, not every day, almost every single day, I would receive a kiss every morning from my wife. And my wife is a morning person, I'm not. I'm still sleeping and I would feel that sometimes dry, sometimes wet. It doesn't matter. But I would receive a kiss. And my wife would pray for me. I know that. Just this morning, I received a kiss. I was still sleeping. And the problem is, when it's my time, when it's my turn to return the kiss, all of a sudden, my wife disappears. But anyway, every wife has a role, responsibilities to make our marriages successful. Yes, we lead you, but we need you to stand with us, to submit to us, to support in what we do. There might be moments where we made such blunder in our lives that your choices are better than ours, but we thank you for supporting us. Wives has to be spiritual, because the Bible says a woman is worthy of praise, the one who fears God. Wives, when you submit and support and honor your husband, you are doing it unto the Lord. Always remember that. You are doing it simply because it is fitting to the Lord. As we leave this place, a wife who honors her husband honors Christ. Let's say it all together now. One, two, three, go. A wife who honors her husband honors Christ. And to those of us who are married, probably you just married for few, just this year, or maybe 20, going 30, 40. Listen to this. There's more to come. There is more to come. God is a God of surprises. Can you say amen? Amen. Can we just bow our heads right now and take this time for God to bless us? Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this moment. Lord, we thank you for the word that you've given us this afternoon as we talk about our relationship, Lord, with our spouses, and even as we talk about the roles of husband last Sunday, I thank you for opening the hearts of our wives, that, Lord, we will never be success in this call, in this destiny, apart from our wives. Lord, thank you that they are our co-partners. Thank you that their words, their advice, their statements are valuable. And so, Father, today I pray that you cause them to remember the value, that truly the image of Christ is in them.